A little bit high. Keeps and now pitches it to Labine. Labine marching forward across the 45 down to the 42. And Batu Garay got a little bit of a free ride there for a few yards, but they're shy of the first down marker by, looks like, about a yard and a half. First down markers right at the 40-yard line. They're going to mark them down at the 39, a pretty healthy spot there. Fourth down, one to go for Mayfield, trailing by 8 points at the Deckerville 41-yard line.
Right back to the option, but this is the first time they run it with Labine. And in open space, he does well. He gets hit after about a 5-yard gain, but he's able to accelerate forward, power ahead. Now fourth down is very manageable. We'll say a long one.
Going for it on fourth down, Middleton in the shotgun. Labine to his right. It's a keeper. He has the first down across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. A gain of 3 when they needed 1. And a tackle made by Cruz Ibarra, the safety for Deckerville. First and 10 from the 38-yard line for Mayville.
I know, Clark, we're watching Middleton on that play, and he makes a nice run reading the hole. But watch closely there as Logan Labine potentially could have been the runner, but when Middleton keeps it himself, Labine comes up, seals the linebacker, opening that hole for Middleton to hit. Great blocking by the running back, and a fresh set of downs for Mayville.
Middleton hands it off to Labine, has room to run, goes to the opposite sideline, has the first down, down to the 25, and Drake tripped up and brought down at the 22-yard line by Cruz Ibarra out of the secondary. And a big gain for the Mayville Wildcats from the 38 down to the 23, a 15-yard gain. Ibarra, with the stop. First and 10.
No, you're right first time, Clark. Yeah, it was Cruz Ibarra. Now makes that tackle. Not the guy you want making tackles with that bad knee, especially Logan Labine. That guy is big and fast for his size, and he runs people over. Big first down for Mayville as they're trying to go 2-for-2 on their first two offensive series.
Middleton on the keeper right through the heart of that defense, and he goes nowhere with it. Third and still at that 22-yard line. Second down and 10. Tackle made by Justin Trigger, the nose guard for this Deckerville defense. Second and 10 for Mayfield, trailing 14-6, 2:52 left in the first.
Curtis Vogel, Travis Trigger, Justin Trigger, your defensive line for Deckerville doing a nice job today, but it's the outside running plays that have helped Mayville score. They've done a nice job up the middle. It's those linebackers' job to get outside and stop those wide plays, those option plays. Don't be surprised you see another one here by Mayville on this series.
Middleton, Labine in the backfield in the shotgun, and it's another keeper. This one gets out to about the 20-yard line before all said and done. They're actually going to say forward progress down to the 21-yard line just for a gain of a yard. On the tackle, it's Curtis Vogel, linebacker for Deckerville. Third down, 9 yards to go for Mayville inside the red zone of Deckerville.
They've gone read option 2 times in a row and have gotten no yards on those 2 attempts. Got to go away from that. I know the defense is starting to expect it, but you got to spread it out. That's the only way you've moved the ball well against this Deckerville defense. Spread them out, run the option, get your playmakers out in space, and make Deckerville make tackles in open space. They haven't been able to do that yet.
Nick Phillips wide to the right. Dylan Andrus wide to the left. Middleton pitches to Labine on the left. And on 3rd and 9, Labine is hit right away by a big man, number 53 for Deckerville, Travis Trigger, right defensive end. And it's going to be a loss of a yard on the play, maybe even 2. Back for a 4th down and 11 for Mayville.
Too predictable. It was already 3rd down. You knew they were going to go back to the well one more time. But that time the play failed because your wide receiver didn't hold down his block. Dylan Andrus is 88 over here on the near side. And he allowed that defensive back to get off that tackle and come in and disrupt the whole thing. They took Middleton away, but he needed his pitch guy, and it wasn't there because number 17, Batu Garay, got off that block and blew up the whole play and allowed the tackler to get there early.
4th and 11, Middleton all by himself in the backfield, and it's going to be a pass right through the middle, and there comes the flag late as the pass was intended for number 81, Jeffrey Frost, their 6'5" tight end. And as he was bringing it in, the defensive backs came in a little bit too fast for Deckerville and hit him before he was able to bring in the pass. And this will be a pass interference, 15-yard penalty, and an automatic first down.
I think that's an easy call. You could see the contact made. You could see the receiver kind of get jarred just a little bit, and then the ball gets there right afterward. The flag was very late, but it was the correct call. The obvious pass interference there, and it's going to bail out Mayville. Because if you're Deckerville, they allow that catch to happen, they're still 5 or 6 yards short of the first down. Instead, I believe it'll be an automatic first down.
Yeah, it was a 4th and 11 situation, and it goes from the spot of the from the original line of scrimmage. So that would be the 23-yard line. And so they march it off from that. And since we're inside the 25, it's half the distance to the goal line, so it should be sitting right around the 12-yard line or so when all said and done.
We'll see how right you are, Clark.
We'll see. It's been a long week, I will say that, Dave, so it's kind of a wild card of an evening.
Wow, they're still discussing that as well, so we'll see what they come up with.
They're putting it right at the 10-yard line, so it may have been from the that really doesn't make sense either way. But regardless, it's a first and 10 situation, first and goal for the Mayville Wildcats at the Deckerville 10-yard line, trailing 14-6 to Deckerville, 57 seconds left in this first quarter.
Looks like they're going to spread it out, Clark. You got two receivers left, two to the right, and guess what? We're going to have another conference about that spot, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, Congress is still in session as the original line scrimmage is at the 23, and the official, oh, they're moving it back, all right, to the 11, 12-yard line. All right.
That makes more sense.
I've still got it. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for Mayville.
That just means the chain gang's got to come back up and reset themselves as well.
Yeah, a little bit. 57 seconds left in the first quarter. Middleton all by his lonesome. Wide receivers both ways, too. Man in motion, that's Labine. Has the handoff, has down to the 5-yard line, lowers the shoulder, and gets down to about the 2, maybe the 3-yard line. There's a maroon jersey somewhere down there. Number 54, Justin Trigger on the stop after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go from the 6-yard line.
Yeah, about a 4-yard gain, maybe 5 for Labine. They put him in the slot on the left side. He comes in motion, and then the ball is snapped, and it's a read option between the quarterback and running back Labine, and he lets Labine take the read. Nice gain on first down.
Receiver wide to the left, one to the right. Middleton in the shotgun, Labine to his left, and Labine gets the handoff at the 5-yard line. He's forced out of bounds as maroon jerseys come out of everywhere. Leading the way on that tackle was number 6, Isaac Kineth, the safety cornerback for this defense. Cruz Ibarra came in to finish him off as well after a 2-yard gain. Third down and 4 for Mayville.
Logan Labine moves very well for his size, but he had an opportunity to go up the field, get right into the end zone, and fight his way towards it. Instead, he chose to go to the outside, go around his blocker, who was doing an excellent job, by the way. That allowed Kineth and Cruz Ibarra to come over and make the stop. He missed out on an opportunity to go right up the field, and now Deckerville with a good chance to get themselves off the field here.
Same formation as a handoff to Labine, tripped up at the line of scrimmage and gets all the way down to the 4-yard line after about a 2-yard gain on the play. Tackle made by Cruz Ibarra for Deckerville. Fourth down, 2 yards to go according to the spot. They need to get down to about the 1-1.5-yard line. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. So after the first quarter is done, we've had 4 drives and about 3.5, actually, and we've had 3 scores on the night. Deckerville starts it out 10 seconds into the game. To start the scoring, we've been running since. It's Deckerville 14, Mayville 6 after 1 quarter play right here on the WLW Sports Network.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Fourth down and 2 for the Mayville Wildcats at the Deckerville 3-yard line. They need to get to about the 1.5-yard line. 2 wide to the left, none to the right. Middleton in the shotgun, Labine to his left. And it's going to be a handoff to Labine. Has into the end zone. Touchdown, Mayville. On the first play of the second quarter, Mayville scores for the second time tonight. And it's now Deckerville 14, Mayville 12 with a 2-point conversion with a chance to tie.
just enough, a great setup. They show all the receivers to the left, run Labine to the right in that read option, and he's able to pop.